one admittance into the United States, a visa through the immigration system, if they were involved in interfering in an American election. Working with Senator Whitehouse and Blumenthal to make sure that if you hack into a state election system, even though it's not tied to the internet, that's a crime. I would like to do more to harden our infrastructure because the Russians did it. It wasn't some 400-pound guy sitting on a bed somewhere. It was the Russians. And they're still doing it. And it could be the Chinese. It could be somebody next. So my takeaway from this report is that we've got a lot of work to do to defend democracy against the Russians and other bad actors. And I promise the committee we will get on with that work, hopefully in a bipartisan fashion. The other campaign was investigated not by Mr. Mueller, by people within the Department of Justice. The accusation against the Clinton, Secretary Clinton, was that she set a private server up somewhere in her house and classified information was on it to avoid the disclosure requirements and the transparency requirements required of being Secretary of State. So that was investigated. What do we know? We know that the person in charge of investigating hated Trump's guts. I don't know how Mr. Mueller felt about Trump, but I don't think anybody on our side believes that he had a personal animosity toward the president to the point he couldn't do his job. This is what Strzok said on February the 12th, 2016. Now, he's in charge of the Clinton email investigation. Oh, he's Trump's abysmal. I keep hoping the charade will end and people will just dump him. February the 12th, 2016. Page is the Department of Justice lawyer assigned to this case. March 3rd, 2016. God, Trump is a loathsome human being. Strzok. Oh, my God. Trump's an idiot. Page, he's awful. Strzok. God, Hillary should win 100 million to nothing. Compare those two people to Mueller. March 16th, 2016. I cannot believe Trump is likely to be an actual serious candidate for president. July the 21st, 2016. Trump is a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be. August the 8th, 2016. 3 days before Strzok was made deputy acting in charge of the counterintelligence division of the FBI. He's never going to become president, right? Page to Strzok. No, he won't. We'll stop him. These are the people investigating the Clinton email situation and start the counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign. Compare them to Mueller. August the 15th, 2016. Strzok. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. August 26, 2016. Just went to the Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support. October the 19th, 2016. Trump is a fucking idiot. He's unable to provide a coherent answer. Sorry to the kids out there. These are the people that made a decision that Clinton didn't do anything wrong and a counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign was warranted. We're going to, in a bipartisan way, I hope, deal with Russia. But when the Mueller report is put to bed, and it soon will be, this committee is going to look long and hard at how this all started. We're going to look at the FISA warrant process. Did Russia provide Christopher Steele the information about Trump that turned out to be garbage that was used to get a warrant on an American citizen? And if so, how did the system fail? Was there a real effort between Papadopoulos and anybody in Russia to use the Clinton emails stolen by the Russians, or was that thought planted in his mind? I don't know, but we're going to look. And I can tell you this, if you change the names, y'all would want to look too. Everything I just said, just substitute Clinton for Trump. See what all these people with cameras would be saying out here about this. As to cooperation in the Clinton investigation, I told you what the Trump people did. I'll tell you a little bit about what the Clinton people did. There was a protective order for the server issued by the House, and there was a request by the State Department to preserve all the information on the server. Paul Kimbetta, after having the protective order, used a software program called BleachBit to wipe this email server clean. Has anybody ever heard of Paul Kimbetta? No. Under a protective order from the House to preserve the information, under a request from the State Department to preserve the information on the server, he used a BleachBit program to wipe it clean. What happened to him? Nothing. 18 devices possessed by Secretary Clinton she used to do business as secretary. How many of them were turned over to the FBI? None. Two of them couldn't be turned over because Judith Casper took a hammer and destroyed two of them. What happened to her? Nothing. So the bottom line is, we're about to hear from Mr. Barr the results of a two-year investigation into the Trump campaign, all things Russia, the actions the president took before and after the campaign, $25 million, 40 FBI agents. I appreciate
very much what Mr. Mueller Attorney General William Barr testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Mueller report. That's been really controversial regarding that redaction thing, and the legislators wanting the full report and that, and then they asked for a testimony, and he is making the testimony. Well, a highlight of what he said in the past 10-15 minutes, he stressed again that there has been no collusion and no conspiracy between Trump and his people and Russia. As for obstruction of justice, he said that he was asked to decide, and he's telling you that he has, that you should have specific intent to obstruct justice, I'm quoting him directly, and that the president never did anything to stop Mueller from doing his job. So obstruction of justice never occurred either. And then he said a campaign was investigated by Justice Department folks regarding Clinton having a server in their house while she was Secretary of State, and that the investigator hated Trump's guts. And he says that, and he made some quotations from the investigator at different times. He mentioned the date and the place, and what the investigator said, that Trump is abysmal, Trump is an idiot, and you name it, and then Hillary should win 100-0. And then also he made some quotations from Mueller and said that he was saying during the presidential campaign, mentioning dates and stuff, that Trump is a disaster, he's never going to become president, and we won't let that happen. He said, so these are the sort of people who did the campaign and the investigation, and they concluded that President Trump has done nothing wrong. And then he switched to the Clinton people and the personal suffrage story, and he's talking about that's now. We'll leave it there, and we go back to our news bulletin. Now, the U.S. Secretary